All right, everyone. I get the pleasure of welcoming. We really, really appreciate you guys coming back in as an advisory group to help us, again, take another step toward preparing for the general plan. So tonight I'm going to act as your clerk, essentially. Most of you are members of boards, commissioner, council. This is an official study session of town council, as well as the Board of Adjustment, Budget and Finance Commission, Historic Preservation Commission, Parks and Rec, Planning and Zoning, Stormwater Utility, Water Utility, and last but certainly not least, the Youth Advisory Council. So again, this is a formal study session, so I need to do a few housekeeping items before we launch into the meat of it. All right, I'm officially calling us to order. We're, what, a little after 6. Someone have the time for me? What time is it? Thank you. 6:08. All right, call to order. I'm going to do a quick roll call. Please bear with me. I've got quite a few names to go through. I'm going to try to do this very quickly. I'm going to start with the Youth Advisory folks. All right, I'm just going to yell a name, and if you would, just say present. We'll move on to the next. All right, Riley Goodwin, Jaden Wu, Kenna Brock, Liam DeDepo, Christian Kirkland, Tanish Doshi, George Lee, Jordan Adams, Darren Creasonberry, Devik Biswas. I really apologize for any and all names that I've mispronounced. All right, Board of Adjustment, Mr. Gribb. Budget and Finance, looks like we don't have anyone just yet. Parks and Rec, Gary Temple. Hey, Gary. Joanne Moodhart. Where are you, Joanne? Hey there. All right, Planning and Zoning Commission, Kim Outlaw Ryan. Thank you. Phil Zielinski. There you are, Phil. All right, Town Council, we have Mayor Winfield. Sorry to catch you on a pizza slice there. Councilman Bowen, thank you. All right. That is our official roll call. All right, the agenda item, the one and only agenda item. Please bear with me while I read this. Discussion only, key phrase, discussion only with Town Council, Board and Commission members, Youth Advisory Council, and public attendees regarding the project identity, including the name of the upcoming general plan. Out of that agenda, I notice we have quite a few folks that fall under the heading of public attendees. We want you to participate tonight. We want you to get up to the boards. We want you to share your thoughts. So this is all one group here. We welcome all participation. All right. If you haven't, has everyone had a chance to fill out the survey? Are we 100% on survey filling out? We all good? Great. Thank you so much. You're going to find out why that's important later in the meeting. All right. I'm going to hand it over to Ms. Melanie Sims. That's hilarious. This young lady, I saw the back of this young lady at the back of the room, and I thought that was you. So apologies. There you go.
All right, thank you, Mr. Avella. So I recognize most of you, but my name is Melanie Sims. I'm a long-range principal planner, and I'm really excited to get into the general plan with all of you. Similar to Byra, I have just a couple housekeeping items. Again, if you didn't fill the questionnaire out when you came in, please do. It's different than the survey that was sent out via email. It's much more focused than that one to really help with the conversation tonight. So there's still time to take it. You can take it by scanning the QR code, even right here, or you can stop at any of the iPads or laptops, like this gentleman is, and take the survey. We'll be closing it in a couple minutes. For tonight's agenda, I'm going to first give some background information, some quick just key points, especially from all the work that those of you who were part of the advisory group a couple months ago did. So on that note, actually, how many of you helped with the community engagement plan and came to all those advisory group meetings? Good. Good. You were here. A lot of you were here. That's great. So tonight, that's what we're trying to do. We're going to build off that effort and really look at project identity. Then we're Gordy Group, who is a local marketing expert. They're going to lead everyone through a couple of exercises to really understand what the values are for this project's identity and the look and feel we want the next general plan to have. So I first want to start off of what our purpose, and roles are for this evening. So how many of you can recognize a brand name from a logo? And right now, you're probably all thinking of a logo in your head. I'm a visual person. I think of logos too. They are what helps us think of the brands. And branding in itself, though, it's more than just a logo, a name, or a tagline. It really is what look and feel and values are put through the logo. And so with this, every detail of branding is important. And Gordy Group is going to go into more detail about this. But even small things like the font, the color, it all ties together to help say a message. And one thing we want to do with the general plan is we want to take it from an technical planning document into something that the community can really gain ownership of and help further create to their goals and policies and vision. So I say all this to explain what the role of the advisory group is. And what your strengths are that you understand the community. You know the community's values, and your unique perspectives are what we need tonight. So we're going to be trying to pull out that information from you. But then what we're going to do is staff and Gordy Group, we're going to take the next couple weeks to take what we hear tonight and from the survey and the questionnaire and really get down into those details. And that's looking at creating a cohesive brand. So the colors, the fonts, all the details that make a great brand. So looking at the overall process, where we are is the community engagement plan was our first milestone. And I do want to let everybody know, if you weren't aware, especially those that worked on it, is that that actually won an award for the best public outreach from the Arizona Planning Association. So round of applause to you all. That's your work. You guys coming to meetings. And where we're headed is to launch. So we're gearing up to get out into the public and understand what the vision and values are of Oro Valley. And so what we are doing now is, again, we want to work with you guys to understand what those are, to make sure that the brand is really representative of Oro Valley. So tonight's meeting, we have a couple of exercises we're going to go through to kind of get some more of that information. Then on October 16th, we want to bring you guys all back, but virtually, so from the comfort of your computer, to really present the results of this effort. So taking what you give us tonight, we'll come back on October 16th, and we'll present the name and logo and tagline for you. And then at the end of October is when we'll do the official launch, and that's when it will go out to the broader community. So let me take a couple steps back for those of you who are new to the process of what is a general plan. So actually what's on those bullet points, those are your words from February. So a big thing about the general plan, though, that is really important to get out through the branding is that it is an action plan. It's moving the community forward to get progress in your vision and values and goals. So you were asked as part of that questionnaire, what name or what words make you think of progress? And that's why the general plan does move our community forward. And it is the roadmap for the community to follow for the next 10 years. I also want to make sure that everyone is aware that it's more than just land use and planning and development, And even as a planner, I can say that might be my favorite, but it is known as a comprehensive plan. In many communities, that's what it's called, a comprehensive plan. And that's why, because it has elements for everyone. So we want to make sure that the branding is inviting the entire community to get involved, because it really has public safety in it, economic development, looking at water, finances. There truly is an element for everybody to get involved in. So the community engagement plan, that's our starting point. All that work you guys did is really what gave us the foundation to be here tonight and to start working on the branding effort. And that was our roadmap in itself of the entire process. And a couple important things to remind everybody about is the guiding principles. These are our must-dos for public participation. All right, these are the foundation of which we need to make sure throughout the process we're hitting all of these. And some important ones especially are inclusivity, accessibility, being organized, making sure that we're prioritizing community input. So just keep those in mind as we're going through some of these exercises, because that's really our foundation, if you will, that you guys have already created, that we now want to build upon and kind of more drill down into how we take this on the screen and turn it into something that's designed well to invite people in the whole general plan. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Richie from Gorthy Group. He's going to introduce his team, and he is going to really tell you guys what how branding is done, so I can probably stop fumbling it as the non-expert here.
Thank you. Hello. Oh, thanks. I'm going to try to do both here. Thanks for having us. As Melanie said, I'm Richie Brevere from Gorthy Group. I'm the creative director there. I brought Heather. Sure, yeah, come on up. Heather and Andreas, they're both on the team. Heather's our senior designer, and Andreas also our designer. And our job is to help brand. Oftentimes we're called, you know, the experts in this, but we are here to learn. So I wouldn't call us experts. We're here to learn from you guys. You guys are the experts. You guys are the advisory group. And so what we're really here to do is just get as much information from you as possible to kind of help inform and direct the way that we need to go for the brand. As Melanie said before, the brand, there's a lot that goes into it, right? You think of a brand, you think of a logo. Everyone thinks of the icon, Coca-Cola, Nike, all those brands. But it's so much more than the visuals. That's not what we're going to do tonight. We're going to try to get to what the goal is, what we're really trying to say, and work backwards. So with that being said, the method behind that and what we would do from that is we're going to take this information, really kind of distill it down, learn from you guys, and come back with some boards. We have some boards, just some mood boards, but some more tightened up boards. An example of like a favorite brand that doesn't have much to do with the overall look, right, would be Nike. Nike has the swoosh, but do you guys know, I asked Andreas, he didn't know, by the way, what the swoosh is? It's Nike's wing. A lot of people don't know that. You go into Nike and they're like, what's Nike's wing? But my point is that it took a lot of effort behind it to speak in the same voice to really make that icon represent the company that it does. And that's what we have to do. So when we do come up with a brand, it's all about the consistency. So the way that we have the logo, the way that we speak in headline, subhead, copy, everything has the same tone and everyone can speak the same language to it. That way, when people start to see this brand out in the community, they know exactly what the meaning is behind it, and everyone can speak to it. So it's like, oh yeah, that's something about land use or this or that. It has the all-encompassing idea that we have all come to agree upon. So with that, in the survey, we had a couple of exercises, and I'm sure there might be a little bit of overlap as we go through them. But you'll see. Heather's just fired up about it. So, all right. If we went through the first one, I don't know if we have those ready. This one was the three different questions about what describes community, progress, and in one word, what describes Oral Valley. And here they come. The purpose of this exercise is to really kind of help us as we, you guys have a great name before, the Your Voice, Our Future, but it might need an update. And so we're looking to really get informed with this. And not to say that any of these words are going to be used, and that's not the goal too, by the way, from this meeting, is to come away with a finite decision of, yes, this is our brand. It's just to gather as much information so that we can go back and kind of put it in the wheelhouse and kind of move it around and see what we get with it. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to move over here. So yes, under community, can everyone see that now? We have unity, safety, working, togetherness, environmental, blend, happy, neighbors, neighborhood, people, similar, interests when, I'm not quite sure of that one, parks, cross-generational, engagement, home, family, cohesive is great, belonging, we use cohesive a lot and when we talk about branding as well, trust and social. Again, no definitive answer on these ones. These are all great. We're going to take these and kind of, you know, chop them up and see what we get. And hopefully it's something that we can all agree that this is heard and we come out with something awesome. For progress, forward, beauty, initiative, essential, open, development, change, congestion, growth, diversity, perseverance, step, equity, inclusion, time, moving, improving, resources, entities, youth. I'm kind of impressed, by the way, how many of the youth are out here, and I wish I looked like you guys when I was your age, too. You guys are pretty big. You're a big guy. All right, last one, Oral Valley, one word, beauty. That one is often, I hear that a lot. Beauty, welcoming, united, safe, I hear that one a ton, too. Progressive, peaceful, another one. Home, historic, dynamic, desert, community, communal, and beautiful. So again, does that kind of, you guys think that's a pretty good synopsis of what those three questions are? And does anyone have anything else to add to those? Yeah, I'm gonna give it over to Heather.
So when we do something like this, this is about aligning, right? It's all about communicating with you in the right way. I want everyone to close their eyes for a couple seconds and think of a shoe. Everyone got the shoe in their head? Just something? Who here is thinking of a purple knee-high boot? Anybody? Nobody? You can open your eyes. It's good. So the idea is we're all thinking of a shoe, right? We're all thinking of a shoe, but we have a different vision of what that shoe is. And our experiences, what we like, our preferences, what we believe in, our values, all affect those pieces. And this is about us all getting to, okay, maybe a purple knee-high boot isn't what represents Oro Valley. What represents Oro Valley? And that's where we're working to get to. So exercises like this are about that. So hopefully you can kind of start to see where this is going.
Thank you. All right. So the next one, we asked.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was going to ask this sooner or later, so I guess it's sooner. Okay. This to me seems backwards based on what you're describing. I mean, Nike had a shoe before they had a logo and a branding. Bowerman. But we don't have the outline of a new plan, and this is supposed to represent the new plan. That's all. Sure. I'm a nuts and bolts person, and I'd rather go from the substance to the branding rather than the branding to the substance. It's a point of view. You know.
No, yeah, and that's what we're doing because we don't have the brand set. And so we're just gaining as much information, these words, the descriptions, getting the information, and then we're going to come back with some options for branding.
You don't have the product set. You don't have the product set yet either.
Phil, you're absolutely right. We don't know what the vision, the goals are. But what we do know is we do have a good base. One, we know what we have to have in their state required. So we know what elements are going to be in the general plan. And we do have some idea of, you know, what the community told us 10 years ago. So part of it is going back out to the community, having all the new residents give us more information. But to do that, we still need the branding to get people engaged. If that...
Like I said, I'm different. I'm more of a nuts and bolts person. I like the substance.
It makes sense.
The flash is not what I excel at. So I'll admit to that.
That's okay.
So let's go with the flash.
I think this is, like you said, it's the beginning of the brand. And from my experience, brands are organic. You can land on something in the beginning and they evolve over time. And I suspect that's what's going to happen with this one. But for the beginning, we're just trying to get on the same page when we do describe what we're anticipating going into the general plan. So is that okay, you think? Okay.
it's a comment for me to try to focus on where we're going and what we're going to come back to.
Sure.
And like I said, I think it's premature to come up with a branding and a logo. That's all.
Okay.
Because we haven't taken step one on anything else.
Okay.
We have previous steps, and they appear to have been great from when, I mean, I've read most of the 130 pages, believe it or not, or at least skimmed them, of the last plan. So that's fine.
Okay.
It's a minority opinion, let's say, or a different viewpoint.
It's valid, though. It's definitely valid. Well, with that being said, we are still trying to gain the information, like I keep going back to you. And so we're trying to do this core values exercise, and this one can be interesting. So we asked you guys to mark out 10 of these words that best represent the values. So the first three questions were the description. This is how you would describe Oro Valley. These ones are, what do you feel Oro Valley values? What do we want to value as a community, as this plan? And so I'm going to hand this over to Andreas. He's been dying to do this with you guys all day. We practiced several times.
Hi, good evening, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the session and the pizza. So these are the top 10 core values that rose to the top from the survey that you guys just took. And these are all great values, but we need to narrow it down to 5. And so I'm going to ask you, by a show of hands, which one of these 10 we need to select 5. So which one of these 10 you would narrow down to 5? So the first one is communication. Do you want to keep that value?
Does everyone understand what we're doing? So we have the 10. We want to narrow these down to 5. And the most important 10, 5 out of the 10.
Maybe if I can, if you don't mind. Can we first maybe say, if you pick communication, can you just kind of explain why you chose that? Why you think that's a value? All right. Somebody added.
I chose communication because I believe communication is essential for progress. And for the general plan, our goal is progress. And I think that should be a core value in every aspect of our lives as well.
Great. Did anybody else pick communication? I want to give your stance. No? Okay. What was somebody else's in here that you want to kind of give more information of why you chose that or why you think that's a core value? How about accountability? I promise these were the top 10. Tim.
I think our society today doesn't have an accountability that's legitimate. Your actions, whatever they may be, good, bad, or indifferent, reflect upon people and affect them. And I think an accountability to your actions is essential to this whole plan working. Otherwise, we just have a document to wait down the desk.
All right, I'm going to pick a couple more. Connection, that's another great word. Who chose connection? Oh, all right. That's what's happening. Got it. So, who thinks connection's a core value? Now, look, it came full circle. We're back to his question. Hal, why don't you explain why that's a core value?
Well, connection can mean a lot of different things. It can mean connection between people, how they relate, but it could also mean connection in terms of transportation or communication. So I think it has a lot of meanings and is important in terms of a community. And I also, since I've got the mic, I'd say community is also a key word here.
I think I agree with that. Mostly that connection goes with community. Every person who lives in Oro Valley, when the general plan goes to the voters, should feel like they have a stake in it. They feel connected to the plan. They feel like they know what it is and they know how they feel about it, whether that's good or indifferent or however it may be, but at least they're aware of it and know about it. Yeah.
So I have a similar sort of idea. For me, actually, I prefer the word collaboration because connection is often a very general term, and I think collaboration makes it sound much more like holistic and inclusive of the voices of the people and the community rather than just sort of like we have a connection to the plan. You know, we have actively collaborated in the plan and worked on it, you know, as a community. So,
anybody else that would like to comment on any of the core values and why they picked them?
So I think I chose connection, and one of the things that comes to my mind when I think about connection is just being connected to where we live in terms of the Sonoran Desert, and I think that's important because we have folks that come from other areas, and they want to kind of bring the eastern United States to the Sonoran Desert, and it doesn't work, right? So, yeah, so that's one aspect of connection.
Yeah, that was something, I don't remember hundreds of core values that people put down, and maybe it's the way that a core value, the term comes across, but I'm going along with what the mayor said. When we first came to Tucson, I came for my job, in 2008, the first thing that I realized was this ain't the desert. This is the Sonoran Desert, and it's Tucson, and Oro Valley is one of the best places out there to represent that. I don't know if that's what connection gives us. Great. But I would have said something like environmentalism or the outdoors. Oro Valley is different than Phoenix. It's got a lot of outdoor space within the city, things like that. And I don't know how to express that in one of these 10, or I would have used that. So.
I would say family is probably one of the biggest things because I think one of the biggest aspects of Oro Valley is like as it gets bigger, it still feels like a super small community. That's all I have to add.
No wrong answers.
Okay, so I guess we can move on to the voting and the narrowing down to 5 core values. So we'll begin with communication. And by show of hands, who wants to keep communication as one of our 5 core values? So we have 13 for communications. Okay. Community, by show of hands, who wants to keep community? Seventeen, I believe. Okay. Accountability. Eleven, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
leadership. Was that six or seven? I counted seven. Sure. Six.
Okay.
And I do apologize, I skipped commitment. So let's go back to commitment by show of hands. Three. Okay. Adaptable. Thank you. Collaboration. Sixteen. Connection. Five. Family. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ten. Dependability. Let's go back. I got six. Five? You got five. And small town. Three. And last but not least, environment. Twelve. Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, so our top five, we have community or communication, right? Communities and access accountability. Collaboration and environment. Okay. Okay. Now we need to narrow it down to three. So we'll begin with communication. By show of hands, do we want to keep communication? Seven. Community? Twenty. Accountability. Okay. 15. Okay. Collaboration. 14. And environment is the last one. Thirteen. We have community, accountability, and collaboration.
Yeah, hey, you know, all of a sudden, maybe somebody wants to take some back. that's one of those things that's different for each person. So that's a good question. What does it mean to you guys? That's what we need to know. It doesn't matter what it means to us. What does it mean to you?
Together.
Anything else? You can throw out as many words as you want. It helps us.
Bottom up, not top down.
Okay, awesome.
Collaboration, when I'm working, often is, especially when I'm working with my two colleagues here, sometimes I feel like my idea is better. And it's not always the case. So collaborating is accepting that I'm could be wrong and that there's working together. Oftentimes when that does happen for me is that it takes a little bit, but I realize that working together was the better answer. So that's what collaboration to me is.
That's all right. Never mind.
Collaboration really is when one idea turns into two ideas that turns into three ideas, which turns into the solution. So that's kind of what I think of when I think of collaboration. I think there's elements of it that make great collaboration, usually inclusiveness, equity, openness to share, having the opportunity to share, I think matters. Sometimes people don't feel like they have the opportunity to be part of the collaboration. So I think that's a big part of it. So really the big part of it is how you guys want to define it. But yes, if you put value into collaboration, go ahead, you go.
Collaboration also means to me where different parties, individuals, organizations, they bring different resources so that they collaborate, so that independently they couldn't do what they can do together as they collaborate, because they bring different strengths, different resources. And so to me, that's what collaboration is.
I agree with that.
I think it also means compromise. Compromise. You can't always get what you want.
This guy. I had to compromise recently over a pronunciation of the word archetype or archetype. He was right. Always. All right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how about accountability? Because that one's a heavy word, and I'm curious what you guys think about that. What does that mean to you guys, especially the younger people in the audience? What does accountability mean to you guys?
I think it's useful because it's a broad word that encompasses a lot of the other core values that people chose. Like, I think it relates to leadership in the sense of we know who's, even though everybody's involved, we know people who are leading the effort. And so if the effort is going the way you really want it, you can tell them that. You can tell them you're doing a great job. And if it's not going the right way, we have the ability to hold them accountable, which goes along with collaboration. Because we're all working together in this process, we know where we can go to say, hey, I don't like the way this is being done. So, yeah.
Again, I wish I was as good looking and smart as these kids when I was their age. So,
holding each other to the same standard.
Very nice.
I'll just say that every decision that I make as the member of the council that I'm on comes back to the general plan that we have now. And that's what accountability means to me. So those decisions are grounded in the general plan that we have. And that is my oath and holding myself accountable to the community.
Yeah, we recently just had a discussion about integrity. Integrity would fall in upon this. So if you guys want to.
I think one more thing is also having trust in the document itself and making sure we can rely on it.
So if I was to hear back from you guys, one thing that seems to be common in the accountability space is follow through is important in how to you. Is that it's a big part of accountability is follow through.
I also think accountability has to go back to what I was saying earlier about it or Valley still feeling like very family, very close to everybody, because it's not just like accountability in our leaders or in our leadership, but because like so often you go to like Fry's or to like a restaurant and you see someone that you know from the community, you also have accountability in other people who make up the community because through the, like that mutual trust and just like mutual respect that everybody has for each other.
I agree with that.
Quick anecdotal comment as staff. The last general plan in 2016, after visiting literally thousands of booths at Starbucks, at farmers markets and whatnot, one of the number one things we heard that links into this accountability very strongly is folks want to know that participating in the plan is going to make a difference. Is it worth my time? I want to know this gets results. Please tell me, give me examples from previous plans how results were born. So that accountability, I think that's fantastic you guys came up with that, because that's one of the things I heard the most going from workshop to workshop last go round. So thank you.
What's cool, that isn't one of the ones we picked, which is why we do this. It's, you know. Running my hot pink shoes.
I'd just like to say, and at the risk of sounding critical, with the last general plan, I have heard a number of people say it wasn't specific enough in certain areas, that you could make an argument for or against something out of the general plan. So I'd like to see it maybe be a little more definitive this time so that you really knew what you were voting on.
I think definitive is a very good element of being accountable, because it's a level of honesty that, yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you. So I guess I'm a little disappointed that the word environment didn't make the top three. Because I think that is sort of what makes Oro Valley different from other communities in this area, in the state. That's why I located here, not so much because of all these other more general terms, although they're important, but because of the environment. Look at the logo behind you. It's the mountains, it's the setting. And I think that's reflected in the town's present general plan, the development regulations, and so on. It's really a concern about protecting the natural environment as much as possible, as much as you can within an urban area. So if you could add a word, I'd add the one that got the next highest number of votes, which is environment.
As I say, one of the things about this exercise is that, as you know, you're kind of realizing we all have our own definitions, right? And part of this is about us aligning on definitions. And a lot of it ends up encompassing more than just what you would find a dictionary definition of. And, you know, I think pretty consensus-wise, I can definitely say that we probably, I'm terrible with mics, I'm a hand person, but where I was getting at is that you could be accountable for your environment around you. That's an ownership that you want to have, is that we are all accountable for making sure we preserve the land, that we keep Oro Valley beautiful, that we, you know, make sure that we have recycling, whatever, you know, all those different things that go into it. So, sorry, I'm terrible with these things.
if I may, Heather, just jump in too, because I want to make sure and assure everyone in this room, right now we're not writing the general plan, okay? We're going to be out in the community asking, what are your core values? What do you want to make sure are the front-loaded policies that are most important? So right now, this is essentially a marketing exercise to try to bring people into the tent for discussion. That's what this information is being used for. We are not writing the general plan right now. So I don't want anyone to walk out here to think the phrase small town, the phrase environment, just got moved out of the general plan. That's not what's going on here. This is all about what are the effective words, feelings, and sentiments to bring people into the conversations to learn what, at the end of the day, what should be the focus in the general plan. So we're not throwing things on the floor today in terms of importance and concern. That is coming later.
Exactly, yeah. I just want to echo that. It's these three words are not going to be the tagline nor the name. They're just informative. They're helping direct us in our path forward to creating the overall look, and brand, and tone and voice for the plan. So,
just to expand on what Hal had said, environment to me means two things. There's a natural environment, which he spoke about, but there's also the man-made environment, which I think is extremely important in Oro Valley. We pride ourselves on our infrastructure. We pride ourselves on the leadership. I mean, these are all part of environment, in quotes, and I think it's important that that be expressed in a general plan.
I'm personally surprised that not as many of you that I thought would choose communication. Like, I thought communication would be more popular just because of the fact that communication fosters all of these core values. Like, for example, collaboration, that's fostered through communication. The only way you can get stuff done is through talking to one another. The only way you can be held accountable is saying what you're going to do by communicating with the people you're collaborating with. And environment, the only way you keep an environment healthy and safe is through communication. So I'm actually kind of surprised that that wasn't a popular vote. Just put that out there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any comments they would? Going once? All right. Well, we're going to do one last exercise, and this one I'm going to turn over to Heather. Here you go.
All right. Some of you guys might have saw when you walked in. You saw these boards over here. These are mood boards. I'm going to start with a little bit of a disclaimer. They are not locked in. They are not finalized designs. They are not the logos. They are just general directions to create an energy. We're going to do a little bit of an exercise. You're going to get some very large post-its where you can write as big as you want, which I love because I have huge handwriting. And you're going to tell us what they communicate to you. We're not necessarily, I mean, if you want to write, I hate purple, I really hate purple big knee-high shoes, go ahead. But it's really about telling us what you think these boards communicate. Do they send the message that you relate to? So we're going to go up and you can go check them out. And then we're going to come back and have a little bit of a, yeah, you're going to put your stickies on the wall. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the greatest time ever. And we're going to sit there and we're going to filter this out and we're going to go through it and find out what's working and if we have a direction to communicate on. We're not going to make any decisions here. Again, this isn't a decision place, but we're going to try to build some more alignment. All right. To the back of the room. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you want them to
do
stickies now or wait? They're
slipping. I don't know if they got that. No. So there are stickies on the table. There's three tables. The stickies don't matter the color. Pick whatever sticky speaks to you. And you can write your words on there. And then if you're looking at this board, you'll put your stickies on this wall, kind of from that green mark over. If you're looking at this board, put your stickies on this area. And if you're on this board, you'll put your stickies on this wall.
You're supposed to do it for everyone?
Yeah. You can put as many stickies as you want. You could do all three boards. If one you really like one board, you can go there, I assume. That's fine, too.
Write as much, give as much feedback as you want. Okay. Have fun with it.
Okay.
gather room over there.
Hello. Oh, geez. Sorry. Are we ready to kind of do a little bit of a regroup and start processing all this information? Dun, 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 dun. You guys ready to start rolling?
We can bring everybody over here. We can maybe start in the corner.
All right.
And we're going to talk through the comments. There's some ones that, as I was sorting, I didn't know if it was a positive or a negative. So I'd love to hear what your thoughts were.
Yeah, these are interesting. So do you guys want to start with the good or do you guys want to start with the bad? All right. We got best one, but where are the buildings? All right. Well, we can add buildings. So when we did these, our intention was, on this one in particular, was we were going for something that had tradition, that felt, but yet still felt modern. We wanted something fresh. We wanted to focus on both the environment and the people of Oro Valley. So that was where we went with this. Looking at this, we have some alignment there. We have some preserving beauty. Got some environment stuff. We hit the notes there. I like the quote. I agree. We would use real quotes, not necessarily inspirational Instagram quotes. It's organized. Okay. We feel safe. Okay. Interesting. Soft and fuzzy. I feel like that's maybe, that could be a positive or a negative. To me, that probably fits on the more negative.
Who put that? Yeah, who put soft and fuzzy? Tom, what did you mean by soft and fuzzy?
Well, I look at this as fun dynamic.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to add that
here. Baby shower. I don't disagree with that. But you might mind elaborating on what you mean by that?
Yeah, it's just like if you kind of like squint your eyes and I think that goes with the soft and fuzzy one. It's not necessarily like dynamic or like eye catching. It's kind of warm and inviting, which is good, but maybe not for the general.
Okay. Professional, corporate, and aesthetic, which is kind of the direction we were somewhat going with this one a little bit. We were kind of going for that professional image. So that's, I agree with that. Do we kind of have a consensus that sounds accurate?
Mm. I was the one who put that. It just, by corporate, I meant it seems like kind of disingenuous and not as like personable to especially like the town.
Yeah, I'd call that a negative.
Is it a timeshare presentation?
Yeah. I'm gonna need some band-aids from that one. No, very pastel, not eye-catching. Do we feel that bold colors represent Oro Valley much more than pastels?
Yes.
Cool. I think I agree.
Do you add bold colors?
I think that's really true in the Southwest in general.
Yes and no, but yes, we're a bright, warm place. Warmth usually comes along with that. Nice. We got very pastel. Vague, boring, too stock. I kind of put all those together. We got some consensus on dull colors and some bland, boring. So we got some boring. So maybe this isn't the one that gets you guys excited about the general plan. I think we can kind of, by these, I would say we kind of are feeling a little not excited about this. Does this sound accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, I also was a positive of this one is that it does use real people, that it's a different, because it's different than the other two. I have, maybe a little bit, but that it used people. I mean, are there anything on this one, though, that you see as a positive that should?
Can I ask, are those, like, people from the community, or is that, like...
They're stock images. Okay, but we will use real ones.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I think
people
is really, to me, really important. But also just authentic, so that you look at it and you can connect. You can say, yeah, that's my community. Because a lot of times I've seen where we can use photographs that are stock photographs, and then I see it in some other... And maybe it could be Laurel Valley, but then I see it someplace else. So obviously, it was a stock.
Yeah. Yeah. Stock has a place, but it has to be used correctly and judiciously.
Can I add? Also, when it comes to the color for Oro Valley, I always think of like our public art installations, which are generally more like vivid, like up on Tangerine when you're driving through there, like how they have that whole mosaic. And then there's a couple others just around the town. And that type of color palette just doesn't resemble any of those types of color palettes. So
are some takeaways from this? Maybe something more authentic with people, bold and vivid.
That's cool. It works for me.
That's also true for me. Again, I'm just for the environment. So when I look at that picture of the saguaros, you know, it looks like I'm in Catalina State Park. I don't really see that as Oro Valley, right? I mean, we do have saguaros, and we have this beautiful Sonoran Desert that we're a part of and that surrounds us. But when I look at that, maybe it's okay. I'm not sure.
It's stock.
Circled and starred.
I think that authenticism goes to everything, right?
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
So,
I promise. The real stuff. All right, let's move over to this third one. So,
switch positions.
Before creating this was inspired by the Van Gogh exhibit and your guys' public art. I went to the Van Gogh exhibit and was like, I have an idea. If you haven't gone, go and do the VR. But yes, so this idea... We wanted to focus a little more on the nature, the lifestyle, the environment, what it's like to live in Oro Valley, why people live in Oro Valley. So with that, let's look at the comments and see if we're aligned. Oh, starting with vague. All right, so we got vague, not enough people, too general, stylized. I don't know if stylized is a bad thing or not. Sorry. And gimmicky. It's all right. So just because I want to end on a good note on this one, let's start with these. Who feels does somebody want to tell me a little bit about the vague or not enough people, too general or gimmicky? Okay. Okay.
That's why.
That's fair.
And picking up on Joe's comments, it's not Oro Valley. It's like, it's State Park.
Okay.
Can I ask what would give Oro Valley? Or like when you guys are saying, what is Oro Valley? I know we did through our values, but you know. Environment, cactus, what do you envision for about?
That's a great follow-up. Is there an iconic area here that you...
Well, the Naranjo Park, okay. First of all, you want a picture of that. You want a picture of Push Ridge. Mm-hmm. You want specific Oro Valley
landmarks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
There's Honey Bee Canyon. Okay.
Right,
there's
those are just two that I thought.
I wouldn't find Naranjo Park, don't take offense, but I wouldn't find that particularly... environmental or pretty or anything else.
It's very good. It's specific to
to Oro Valley.
That's true.
An outline of the mountains.
The push-rit, yeah.
Like a public logo in front of buildings.
Yes.
That's something
yes.
that's very, it might not seem like a scenic or a landscape, but it's very unique to Oro Valley. We put expensive public park signs in front of buildings, but I think that's a good thing.
Well, it was something that says your town values art. So that's something we can continue to work off of. And
I think, like, also just driving down Lambert Lane and you see Riverfront Park on one side, you have pedestrian crosswalk, and, you know, bike pathways, and you have homes all around. That really gives the Oro Valley feel. Like, there's such a small community there, and, you know, it's kind of, like, it's just heartwarming to see, you know, kids riding their bikes, people walking their dogs, like, to and across the park, and, you know, lots of community events, like, farmers market.
Something that you as consumers and as residents, how do you, if you think back, how do you react to the literal and the abstract? Sometimes the abstract is more memorable and the literal can be forgettable because it's already innate in your brain. You've already seen it a million times, so you forget.
I'm going to disagree. I think that's the kind of person you are. To me, abstract is less than the other one.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm curious. It's a question. You know, like $3 car wash. Is it any of them, or is it something that has a creative name to
hand wash?
But that's to everyone's perspective. Is it something that you identify with more of a literal basis, or is it something that's abstract that invites somebody to draw their own conclusion?
I like the artwork very much. I do think the Van Gogh's son could be smaller. The cactus and the room are bigger. And maybe the picture is larger. Because I think that's good to have, if someone else mentioned it, to have both on there. You've got the abstract and you've got some representative pictures. Pictures may be bigger, son may be smaller.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you, man.
No, you don't worry. I agree, like the art, if anything, like the bottom is just kind of bland. It's kind of back to this. The art is really what, like, welcomes you because it's a lot brighter and the colors blend really well. And, like, I think that's the different, like, this is telling me, like, geriatric facility. This is telling me, like, nice retirement community with, like, you know, 3,000 foot square foot housing, you know? Like, it's just the difference. It's much more welcoming. I actually like the sun as the size.
Not a Marvel Comics guy.
So maybe, well, does anybody have any other comments on this one? Yes.
I think in terms of, like, color palette, it's the best. This one, I felt a bit too bland and dull, and I feel like this one's just vibrant enough. Kind of like Mia said, it's not flashy, but not a flashy community, and it's not too bold. Kind of like that one. I have some strong opinions on that.
You're allowed to have as many strong opinions as you want.
Yeah. I feel like this one, like, the color palette speaks to Oro Valley.
I like when you can capture the outdoor recreation with the natural environment so that in one photo, it isn't necessarily, you know, it's a few things, right? So,
yeah. Like I said, we on this one, we were going for lifestyle. So that was hopefully some of the messaging we got here with some other things. We got some specifics here. We got art, environmental focus, like the highlights. So we got a lot about nature, which is good because that was one of the goals of this one. One of the questions I have is we were talking about is this the intent of this one was trying to show a little bit of inclusiveness across. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter who you are. This is something that you can kind of relate to as a resident of Oro Valley. Do we have any thoughts on that? We'll just go this way.
I really like this one for
personally, I like the design of, we have the cactus, the roadrunner. The only issue is it's missing the community aspect. Like, we have the bike riding in the first picture, but the whole thing is focused on environment, just not on community. And I think if we combine those together, it'd be perfect.
I was just going to say this one's more relatable because, like, that one's, like, if I just had to associate it with a place, it'd be, like, New England, like we were saying, like, Massachusetts, Maine. This, like, yellows desert and, like, actually feels like Tucson, so regardless of who you are, the age or whatever, you're going to connect to it because you live here. You see that around you.
Yeah, I think we need to have an image, like, smaller images, I guess, showing people gathered together somehow.
Okay.
Maybe eating on a restaurant patio or something like that, you know. Maybe like one of those restaurant apartments like that, that'd be good.
So this is like a 150-page document. There will be a lot of pictures. So just so you know, and this is a marketing effort, so when we're talking about different things, we will have pictures that associate with that context. But yes, I agree.
I feel like to unify the people and stuff, if we just like added one thing, like taking out the roadrunner and having two people riding bikes, it could easily be like Oura Valley. I feel like we don't need to change too much about it.
Yeah. We can have roadrunners and cyclists. We can. Yeah. All right.
So maybe to summarize this one.
Can I say one last thing? It did seem to spark a lot of interest when we started asking about different things that we could include. And that is the strength sometimes behind doing illustration, because it's not something that we need to go out and shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recreate. It's so we can illustrate whatever we need to do. And so that is one of the strengths behind something like this. So just food for thought.
It allows for the imagination to run the communication.
You can't see Oura Valley in this one. You know, the yellow does not work. So I think it's important to.
I'm bad about using yellow.
I saw it, huh? All right. So to summarize this one, let me try.
If
you want to, summarize it.
Oh.
Maybe
that would be great.
I
feel like I'm at an art appraisal.
Here. Okay.
To summarize this, someone tell me if I miss anything. I think the colors blend. It shows off the environment very well. It gives you the colors of Oura Valley and the idea of what you'll see if you're just driving on any street. And then there are some critiques of the bottom, but it's still, we like the pictures of biking and cactuses.
All right. And then we got, I think, the one that has the most comments on it. All right, give me a second here. Family-friendly, people-focused, community, diversity, age diversity, best visual message, bright, eye-catching, collaborative, fun, engaging, progress, inclusive, modern. I do not like purple. Too colorful, distracting, good, but not for this. Purple. I think it was the joke. Boring, cactus, out of place, used real people, not symbols. Inconsistent, topographic doesn't match bottom, too distracting, not enough natural, political, not related, generic. All right, so this is pretty much what we were going for when we did this. Here we have a pretty good consensus on there's some stuff where it's bold, it's... has diversity. We've got quite a few things on engaging and progressive. We got some favorites here. Family friendly. That's an interesting one. A lot of bright, because I mean it's bright. So we'll start with a positive. We'll go to the negative and then hopefully come back to a positive. So does anyone want to share why they wrote any of this stuff? How about let's start with family friendly?
Community that we're trying to promote and cultivate.
Awesome.
I think the top output is just totally generic. Nothing to do with Oro Valley. Nothing to do with much of anything. It's interesting, but a good use of color, but I don't think that's good. It doesn't work for me.
It looks like the census.
Yes.
Don't disagree with any of those statements. Here we got some diversity here. That seems to be a big comment here, and it's said in a few different ways. Anyone have one of the diversity comments?
Well, it just captures just the pictures of the people. It captures the age, different age groups that we have in the community. It captures the businesses that we have. You know, the park with the little girl. It just captures all of the people that we have. And I like the, I don't really like the top, I like the colors, but the cartoon people up there are not. But the rest of it is so,
not to jump ahead, but so in those ones, there wasn't enough people, right?
Yeah.
In this one, it's focused on people.
Yeah.
So.
But they're, yeah, but they're abstract, vague people.
Yeah, right? Well,
that's
down here,
over,
I guess.
That's, oh, yeah,
these,
that's over here. And
these lovely folks at those. So
okay.
Maybe,
yeah.
am I correct in saying that it needs to almost be a,
yeah.
a little bit of this and a little bit of this together?
Yeah.
I'd probably jump 10 steps for you guys.
That's okay. That's one of the reasons we do this.
Where's Kenna? She said she had a lot to... There she is.
I was organizing
like,
right
I was home. Waiting for Kenna to be like...
I feel like the color, it's a lot. It's just a lot to look at. It's also, it's not very, like we were saying with the other ones, we could see Oro Valley. And even though it's, you know, not just the color, it's just, it feels generic. It doesn't feel focused, I feel like, on what the general plan is or what Oro Valley is.
Okay.
Do any of the YRC members recognize the top as clothespins, maybe?
Now that's but now that you said that, that's all I'm gonna see.
I guess I'm gonna be an outlier here. This one really appealed to me. I think it's probably the contrast between the upper part of this and the bottom. So the others, they all kind of blends together, but there's a real separation. And I'll say that the graphic of the people appealed to me personally because it just gave me a sense of community of people kind of, you know, talking, a diversity of ideas. It also has a hint to me of kind of Hopi, Kachina, in terms of just their depiction of. So personally, it really appealed to me in that sense. And then the people below the diversity. So there's things that I appreciate the different points of view. But this one really appealed to me.
You actually got all my inspirations, so thank you.
The thing is I like like the whole community idea, but the top kind of looks like one of those Microsoft Word like PowerPoint templates kind of thing. So I think that if you replace because you want to have a tangible feel of the community, not just stock images of people, if you replace it with actual community members.
This is really interesting because from my perspective, I thought this was the younger demo that was going to go head over heels in this direction, and I'm completely wrong. So I'm not always right, Heather.
I think I was wrong, though, too.
I really like where the writing is, all the photos, like the bottom part. I just feel like you're immediately drawn to the top part, and so if you don't immediately get the feel of what that is supposed to be, like the community feel, you just don't feel interested in everything else.
And I do want to, I think, mimic what Heather said, is absolutely the photos will be community members. In the last general plan, it was all community members, so we won't be using the stock photos mm-hmm. for that once we go out. Everybody will be signing photo releases.
So one of the things we do, this is getting a little granular, but when we talk about like when we look at assess like the images in a mood board, we don't necessarily go, it's, you know, because it's a default, we're going to use community images. What we look at instead is the style of the image. Do we like, you know, how these are cropped, where it's like really focused on the people, like instead of it just being a large group of people, we're focused in on the individual, we're focused in on the engagement between the two. So that's from an artistic perspective, that's how we do it. We look at this, like when we look at the children, you know, like when we're taking pictures of children, we're not going to just take school photos, you know, they're going to be them interacting with, you know, the spaces. You know, when we go to businesses, we're not necessarily always just going to take a business profile of somebody. We're going to show them working. We're going to show people, you know, drinking coffee in their space, in the shop, things like that. So this is, when we talk about, like, the kind of images and when we're doing that, that's kind of how we approach it from, you know, our communication standpoint.
I have a question on the type. I don't think I've heard anyone say anything about the type on all the boards, unless I missed it, but...
I don't think we have.
The first board, you know, has the serif type. And the serifs are the little fingers on the font.
The thing that makes it look like a Times New Roman, you know, the little.
To this last board is the sans serifs, which is very, it's kind of more of the condensed, higher, and maybe some would say maybe modern font, where these, definitely the first one has more of like, as it said, timeless. Maybe a historic or older
publication.
Yeah, this one. I don't. I'm not going to say my perspective. I want your perspective. So I'm just curious. Did anyone have any idea about the type treatments?
My comment about the third one here was boring, and that's part of it. To me,
the font
is boring.
Okay.
I mean, when I look at that, I don't want to read it. It's just another goddamn.
Sure. Oh, no, that's the hate. Honestly, that's what helps us the most.
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that a third of the population, I believe, per the census, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe a third of the population in Ola Valley is now over age 65.
Right.
As you get older, it's a little harder to read. Small-sized font, so keep that in mind.
It is true, and then it is easier to read with the serifs usually, generally. So
we did hear that the yellow was hard too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm bad about that.
So I think out of these three fonts, that's probably the best font. I think you could just do just serif, and that's sans serif.
Yeah, sans serif doesn't have, you know, the serif are these little
hooks and edges.
Mm-hmm. Sans, nothing there.
And this one's almost like a hybrid, which is interesting because it's kind of a hybrid thing. This one's almost a little bit of both. You know, we got this sans serif, and that's why modern traditional. But yeah.
So your comment? Sorry.
So this does not represent our value. I'm sorry.
The third
cactus. What?
So go ahead. You were saying something.
Yeah. This tends to be like the more formal print because it does like look like Times New Roman. So I think I can understand like maybe some people might be bored reading it because it kind of looks like a newspaper. But I still like holds serif over sans serif simply because sans serif is also a very corporate type text, and so it doesn't feel as authentic. And I think Ola Valley tends to have more of that old timey feel almost, like not in a negative way, but in like more of a small community way. So I think.
Yeah, something that jumped out to me about the one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
After all, to me, it's a general plan. So if it's sitting on a table or if it's on somebody's t-shirt, it's on a poster, most people don't know about the general plan. So I want general plan to jump out. I like that you chose our. I just noticed now that's the only one that includes mm-hmm. our. And
yep.
For me, the most important thing is that people know this is a general plan. If general plan gets hidden in the style of it, it just defeats the purpose. I strongly prefer the one in the middle.
Okay. Anybody else?
One thing I want to emphasize again is that these are just directions. So things are going to change. They'll look different. They'll be adapted, and you know, we'll have naming and all kinds of stuff. So there's all kinds of pieces that go to this. This is kind of just like, you know, want to hear, do these colors communicate the right thing to you and stuff? So you, that's kind of stuff will help us make sure that we know that general plan might need to stand out a little more than what we were thinking.
Do you guys have any other comments or anything like that? I thank you guys very much for being gentle with us and for all the input. It is really informative, and I think we have a pretty good gauge, hopefully, of where you guys is, where you guys are thinking and where we need to go. And so, I'm going to hand it back over to Melanie.
Wrap up. You can turn around. I won't make you go get your seats. But I just want to thank you all also for joining us and giving us some of this guidance about your values and what it should look and not look like. Sorry.
No.
But, So now what we're going to do, though, is staff is going to continue to work with Gore the group to really distill all this information and refine it into those cohesive details. So on October 16th at 6 p.m., there will be a virtual meeting that we hope you can all attend, where we're going to then present the results and what all of this information kind of came up with in terms of a name, the logo, and the tagline, and get your feedback on that. And so, you know, if we to incorporate all the information that you gave us. And that way we're ready to launch at the end of the month. So I also just want to remind folks that this is not your last time volunteering with us. This is just one of many over the next 3 years. We will be, after we launch, we're going to be out at events. We want to be in the community, online engagement, especially to all of the Youth Advisory Council, I thank you so much for coming. It's so refreshing having you here, and we really will need your help getting all of the youth involved in the community. And so once we launch, you'll be hearing us from a lot, and I really appreciate all of your time and effort. If you have any questions, please reach out and let us know. There is going to be a recording of this meeting. It will be posted online. So if you think of anything, let us know as well. And with that, do you get any? And make sure you take pizza, brownies, everything home with you. And we're adjourned at 7:38.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thought you won the mic.